update my website. Sorry, everyone. So I read it live words a few days ago, and I'm reading some of the same poems. I didn't think stupidly that the same people would be here. I'm also wearing the same clothes. Sorry about that. Now you all know. So, as Leanne said, I used to work with homeless teenagers in the city. This poem is very fast. I'm not just reading too fast and doing it on purpose. And it's composed entirely and exclusively out of the charge sheets of one of the boys that I worked with. So it's for him, it's for C, and it's called a charge sheet. Whereas, the defendant and the principal party do severally acknowledge ourselves to be, to owe the state several sums, whereas the said principal party and sureties for the use of the Minister for Finance, who fails in the conditions hereunder signed, whereas a complaint was made on the aforementioned date, the defendant did, and at and on, the court found it proven, a recognizance of her own bond, to be of good behaviour and to appear for sentencing, and next ensuing, and subject to further conditions, the said party shall answer truly all questions for the purposes of such visits, not associate with the following, not frequent undesirable places, lead an honest life, lead an industrious life, pay the sum aforementioned, signed. Whereas, the first named accused set hereunder in the issue of and the summons of the said child or person at St. Luke's Cross, and to require you to use abusive or insulting words with intent to provoke a breach of the peace or reckless as to whether a breach might occur of the Intoxicating Liquor Act 2008, of the Criminal Justice Act 1994, public order signed and specified in relation issued out of the unit of processing, the parent or guardian, without reasonable excuse or further proceedings against the child as if it were contempt in the face of the court, where an application was made as the first named accused you, signed, without lawful excuse to wit the glass door, and MJ Marks having control of the same, or being reckless as to whether an offence might occur at St. Luke's Cross, might be damaged, take notice, acknowledge the sum of 100. Now next ensuing, and subject to further conditions, the said party shall not consume alcohol, loiter after having been there or before, keep rules, including the bounds of her curfew, keep medical appointments, bail refund procedures, signed, the Director of Public Prosecutions. Require you to appear that you said in said district, to wit, one bottle of Paco Rabanne. And sitting to answer the said accusation, the aforementioned purposes of said applications of section 18 and section 1018 said, take notice that whether the parent or guardian signed without on St. Luke's Cross a member of the Garda Síochána, namely MJ, without lawful authority or reasonable excuse, did in a public place to which gave rise to a reasonable apprehension that, with regard to the safety of persons or the safety of property, the child or young person at St. Luke's Cross signed, for the maintenance of the public peace was directed from the vicinity in a peaceable manner to fail to comply was pepper sprayed, contrary to section 18, the arrest of a minor. And further take notice on the 18th of October that you at St. Luke's Cross to wit one bottle of Hauser. At St. Luke's Cross, to wit the value 1810, the District 18, in the said public place, in a manner contrary to the provisions of Garda MJ, immediately to not without lawful authority, comply with direction and leave that place. The appropriate court, the guardian of the child, that you, in answer to the said accusation on October 18th, on behalf of him in the district of, being reckless as to whether a breach might occur, abusive or insulting words or behaviour, for the purposes of the receipt of applications, and take notice, contempt in the face of the court, the district court, the aforementioned Director of Public Prosecutions, that you will be accused, that you will be notified, contrary to section 10, as to whether a breach issued out of contempt, and signed by the first named accused, the above named child is required to appear in a peaceable and orderly, a manner contrary to section 18, for the issue of a summons to you, might provoke or excuse by the court, and whereas on the 18th of October the accused, the guardian of the said accused, the appropriate clerk and processing unit designated for the purposes, so attend. Thank you. At St. Luke's Cross, while intoxication to such an extent to endanger yourself and others in your vicinity, the Children Act at St. Luke's Cross did assault in the face of the court, did assault the appropriate offence code with a large group of youths, as amended, 18, in offensive conduct, did shake a guard, a CCTV camera, a system, and being obstructive were arrested. Subsequently, after having been requested of, namely to desist legal aid, the result of the parent or guardian and signed as appropriate and deleted as appropriate, having failed to provide for your name and address, were released. That is to say, I shall not appear, I shall not commit any offence, I shall not, in lieu of sureties, make this solemn declaration. Normally I read too fast, so that's one where that actually works. So this other one is weirdly about oranges. We were talking about oranges today in class, and then oranges came up tonight. And it's also kind of, it's normal and at a normal pace. And it's also about kind of the mythology of childhood and kind of stuff that we feel when we think about our early memories and how we can make myths out of that. It's called Girls, Scarecrows and Dragons. Mary was born twice once, and her sisters Mary soon after and before. The bumps of their heads uneven the ground, enrich the mulch of leaves, so something grows in the shape of a man always standing across the road. When visitors come, an orange falls from his hard old hand, dimple belly, to the ground, like an invitation. The mow in the centre of the dining room is uncrossable, whorls of old carpet. The orange could be handed round, to take the heat of our pink hands, germinate. Mary is both so angry that her bodies rotate at the rate of once a year. She must surely act. As it grows older, it changes shape, smells stronger, begins to kick, dimple cocoon. The little juice slits, sustained from a lifetime of cutting, drive many mad, but are unnecessary. Who is the one who has broken this one and this one, but left this one alone? Now he sees us, though we close our eyes for the kind of fire on the inside. He dropped it to see if it flies. Dark whirl holes over the edge of the sink. The juice is the reward inside, the juicy reward. The trick is to play hide and seek until it is tricked out of hiding and caught. Will you come out, creature, and show your brazen wingspan? It broke when he dropped it, whirled, and something showed in the gap. Thank you.